This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 20 April 2005. Here is the summary. Israeli occupation forces launched more attacks in occupied Palestine. One Palestinian was extrajudicially killed by Israeli occupation forces. 10 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Construction of the annexation wall on the West Bank has continued. More areas of Palestinian land were confiscated, and the Israeli High Court issued a decision allowing the construction of a section of the wall in Beit Sahur. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas. At least 20 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 5 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces near the border between the Gaza Strip and what is called Israel. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank, and more areas of Palestinian land were confiscated in Hebron. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current Intifada. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested a number of Palestinian civilians and injured 1, and Israeli occupation forces resumed using a special checking machine at the Rafah International Crossing Point. Introduction. Israeli occupation forces have launched more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially killed a Palestinian Balata refugee camp near Nablus. This week, human rights violations perpetuated by Israeli occupation forces, including shooting at Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, home raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation wall inside the West Bank territory and confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They've also continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. On Thursday, 14, 2005, an undercover unit of the Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially killed Ibrahim Hashash, 24, from Balat refugee camp near Nablus. Israeli occupation forces admitted responsibility for this killing, but claimed that Hashash fired at Israeli soldiers. Hashash was allegedly wanted by Israeli occupation forces for his activity in the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the military wing of Fatah. According to the investigation, Hashash was shot from a very close range. This killing has been the second of its kind since the declaration of the truce. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted at least 17 military incursions into Palestinian areas. Israeli occupation forces raided and searched a number of homes and opened fire at Palestinian civilians. As a result, 8 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, were wounded, and 22 other civilians, including 5 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces also arrested 5 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children in the Gaza Strip, as these civilians apparently attempted to infiltrate into what is now called Israel to search for jobs. On 18 April 2005, a Palestinian civilian was injured by Israeli occupation forces in the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun while he was farming his land. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. They resumed the construction of a section of the wall to the north of East Jerusalem. They also started to establish a road linking Nev Yaqub settlement with Israeli settlements located in northeast, east, and southeast of Jerusalem. When the construction of this section of the wall is complete, it will totally isolate the Dahid al-Barid area. On Tuesday, 19, 2005, Israeli High Court issued a decision allowing Israeli occupation forces to construct a section of the wall on land belonging to the villages of Al-Khas and Al-Numan, north of Beit Sahur. Large areas of land will be isolated behind the wall. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians in protest of the construction of the annexation or apartheid wall. The arrested 2 international solidarity activists and 2 Palestinian farmers are still under arrest. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. This week, Israeli occupation forces issued a number of military orders confiscating 90 dunams of Palestinian land in the Sarir village near Hebron for the purposes of settlement expansion. They also issued 19 military orders to demolish some civilian facilities near Yatta village south of Hebron. Israeli occupation forces continue to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and to impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They've also continued to close a number of roads and crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tight and strict siege on Palestinian communities near Israeli settlements, causing more suffering to Palestinian civilians. A Palestinian woman from the Al-Mousawi area was aborted. Israeli occupation forces prevent her from traveling to a hospital in the Khan Yunis area. This week, Israeli occupation forces resumed using a special checking machine at the Rafah International Crossing Point, which inflicts radioactive material into Palestinian civilians. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a strict siege on Palestinian communities. They have also imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces have erected a number of sudden military checkpoints. They stopped and checked Palestinian civilians and arrested five of them, including a patient. On 19 April 2005, Israeli occupation forces fired at a Palestinian civilian while crossing a checkpoint near Nablus, wounding him in the leg. For more information about these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.